format.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Expo Hall here in .local London. I'm Luce Carter, back for another interview, and I'm pleased to say today I am joined by two esteemed colleagues from Industry Solutions, so Jeff and Luca. So would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. Hey, thanks, Luce.
I'm
Jeff Needham. I'm the industry principal for insurance, and with me is my coworker, Luca.
Hi, everyone. I'm a consultant for Industry Solutions.
Amazing. So what kind of things do you do around insurance then with MongoDB? Like how do we use MongoDB to make something so integral, so valuable?
You know, insurance, Luce, is about data processing. You know, insurance doesn't actually manufacture things. It's just about moving bits and pieces of information around companies. So you can imagine there's a lot of data, a lot of databases. And MongoDB's footprint in the insurance industry is significant, I would say, because everything runs on data in insurance. So everything from policy administration systems, claim adjudication systems, customer administration systems. Primarily, we make data easier to work with.
Well, that's very important. And sort of, I think, I could ask this to both of you, what would you say that you've seen today during .local and all the announcements that we can now talk about more publicly? What things have you seen that you think probably play the most significant part in where the work that you do with our customers and beyond?
Yeah, I think the tide has finally turned where companies are realizing that developer acceleration is key. AI is beginning to now make its way into applications. Legacy systems, especially legacy systems that run traditional insurance business systems, are now kind of bursting at the seams. We realize that we need to move away from these. So I think we're kind of reaching this critical mass now where MongoDB, on moving away from legacy relational databases, we're kind of starting to see in mass now our customers and customers around the world really take advantage of the platform.
Yeah, which is really important. What about you, Luca? Anything?
Yeah, I think it's a real native focus on the centrality of the .db model, with how important it is. Among all, really doubling down from investing from making the .db model, living it is the core server on more relevant than it used to be.
Yeah, and I don't know, I'm sure you would have seen Sahir's keynote this morning. One of the images at the end he showed was that three-sided cube, and one of the things that was on the cube was that modernization. And that, I know from a company perspective, obviously we're playing a huge part in that, because like I say, you know, more traditional databases are bursting at the seams, and so there's so many things that we can do around that modernization. Just help our customers and developers to not take over the world, but, you know, just make things easier, you know. From a developer perspective, one of the slogans we use a lot is build better apps faster. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about. You know, whether it's data related or code related, you know, it's so important to just make things easier for them. And so, you know, it's great to hear that it doesn't matter what industry it is, we can have an impact.
That's right. Yeah, it really is about developer productivity. And it's really around developer friction. Where in the developer life cycle, where in the development life cycle of an application is there friction? You know, there's friction on onboarding. There's friction in building tables in SQL, you know, relational databases. There's friction around querying that data after it's broken out into, you know, a number of different tables. And so really the document model brings things together and removes friction for the developers. And I think especially now where we're seeing the ability to now, they need to bring in so many different more pieces of information than we did 20 years ago in relational databases. And the fact that business applications now are undergoing fairly significant transformation. And what that means is there's a lot more change. There's a lot more data. It's a lot more change now that's happening, not, you know, every year, but every month, you know, and every agile release, there's new fields added to my data take.
Yeah, which is, I think, is so super, super important, I think. And so, you know, it's just great to hear all these different stories. I think what kind of things have you kind of seen in recent years that you're kind of excited to see improve coming up with things that we know are coming out, not just with MongoDB, but in general in the industry?
Yeah, go ahead, Luca. I think especially when it comes to AI, which used to be very limited to data science experiments. So now with like new LLMs and the ease of deployment, ease of use of, I don't know, the OpenAI API and these kind of things, like the power is in the hands of developers again. So it's really easy to embed AI into applications. I think this is a crucial step for making it relevant, because it used to be locked to the analytics space. Now we're able to bring it easily into applications.
Yeah, and I know certainly for me, I'm excited about where AI can come in, because even though in developer relations, I tend to make quite simple demos and then teach people how to build those exact same demos step by step, like AI plays such a big role because it's all the different types of AI, whether it's using RAG to, you know, actually talk to your organization's data to have a custom custom context and a bit of additional information, or just adding a sort of chat functionality. Because I imagine in insurance kind of things, a lot of your customers will have websites where they'll have chatbots for their, insurance policy holders to go in and say, oh, I want to know this. And I guess AI will play quite a big part in that.
Big time. And in fact, that's what Luke and I actually presented this afternoon, was this notion of this converged AI and application data store, that it's not only going to serve the applications that we've known, but also sort of the AI that makes its way into the applications that we have now, or the ones that we haven't even built yet. And having that, all that data in one central place. You know, insurance data processing, when you think about data processing and insurance, there's a lot of unstructured data. There's policy forms, there's claim damage photos, there's accident reports. And at some point, someone in the claim handling workflow, someone in the policy administration workflow inside these organizations kind of pivots away from the business application, and they have to look at an image or read a PDF themselves and ingest that, interpret it, come to some conclusion, pivot back to the business application and enter some information. Clock is ticking now. That's friction for the worker. And so now with vector search and the ability to kind of now assign metadata to unstructured data, store that metadata in MongoDB, and then make that data like quickly searchable, this is going to unlock a tremendous amount of value for the insurance industry inside of applications.
That's amazing. And I think it doesn't matter where in the world you are and what how much or big or smaller part insurance plays in your life.
Right.
Like, being able to get an answer quickly is so important. Like, there's a few people in my life recently who've had car-related incidents and had to submit on their insurance, and it takes so long to decide anything. So I think bringing AI into that and, vector search is just going to be incredible.
That's right. And, little, small adds up. That pivot point where the business user has to, pivot away for 3, 4, 5 minutes, times 10,000 claims, that really adds up. It's customer friction, like you said, Luz. It's operational, costs to the business. And if I can streamline that with AI, I'm going to save money. I'm going to raise customer experiences. It's definitely a win-win.
Amazing. And obviously all these sessions from .local, I believe, were recorded. Was your session recorded today?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, so in a later date, it's on YouTube. So if you're interested in that AI space stuff, absolutely recommend going and watching it, right? It's worthwhile. And is there any other topics sort of around AI that you wish you could have had time to fit in today, or you wanted to talk about?
We're just really excited about helping our customers, I think, bring down the barrier of entry in terms of, we think of like AI as this really sophisticated, it's a component, and it must be really hard to bring that into my business application. You might be living on a legacy modern, a legacy architecture. So there's a couple of things I think that we've done today. We've kind of highlighted in the keynote our app monetization program, which will help customers move away from their legacy applications more quickly, move the data that's underpinning those applications so you can build a more modern data experience, build a more modern customer experience. And in the application space itself, I think, again, we've lowered the barrier by showing folks, and if you watch our presentation, there's some QR codes at the end. You can download the demos that Luca has built, whether it's the PDF search example or the, damage photo example. Basically, unlocking unstructured data and being able to query that unstructured data in context of the operational data that's already inside of your business application. If that's really what we're the most excited about today, Luis.
That's amazing. So we've got a minute or so left. So Luke, obviously Jeff just mentioned that you built those demos. Can you just tell us a little bit about what those demos are that people can see?
Sure. So there is three currently available demos. First one is vector search, pure vector search images. So you can query your database of images with your current image. Obviously, that's specific to insurance. So ideally, you're querying by some image of a car accident. Second one is RAG, where you can quickly analyze your claims. And the third one is PDF search, where you can kind of go beyond command S in a PDF, and you can do semantic search. So you can retrieve relevant segments, you can pass that to the LLM for context, and you can get a structured answer, which is really lowering the barriers, as Jeff was mentioning, especially for business users, which can now use natural language to query your data set.
Amazing. So I definitely encourage people to go ahead and look at that. So thank you both so much for joining me. And it's great. Obviously, you were a last-minute addition, Luther. But you know what? I'm really glad you're here. So thank you both for joining me. And if you're listening to this and you're local, make sure to go to the AI Build Together session going on after this.
Yeah.
Later on this evening.
Thank you for having us.
No, it was great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, cheers.